Her guests, Christine Kane, Holly Wagner, Dr. Henry Cloud, and Dave Meyer. Join us and unleash the warrior inside. One conference, two opportunities, East and West. Register today. Go online at joycemeyer.org/lovelife.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Cast out demons, raise the dead. They came back to him. He said to do these things in my name. They came back to him, and they said, Lord, you know, the blind are seeing, the deaf are being raised, even the demons are subject to us. Listen, in your name. And then he said, of course, rejoice not that there's something, but that your name is written in the book of life. They hadn't received the Holy Ghost. They went in his name. None of them had received the Holy Ghost. They went in his name. Now, what I'm saying to you here, like I said, I'm not going to get into the study on this right now, but what I'm saying to you here is mankind being created in his image and likeness has the ability in his name. You ain't got to be no apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher. In his name, they will cast out devils. In my name, they will heal the sick. Every one of us ought to have the boldness to lay hands on the sick and believe they recover, because I'm a child of God and I live in his name. You may speak in tongue more than the next person or less than the next person, but you're saved. And you bear his name. If you bear his name, you bear his authority. And see, it's not even about power, it's about authority. There are people with power but no authority. But it's about authority in the kingdom. It's about authority in the spirit realm. The devil got power, but he ain't got no authority. Amen. You have authority. And when you wake up to that reality, and you start speaking to everything from your body to that shadow in the garage, to that crook going down the street. Not only do you have authority in your house, you have authority somewhere else too. Wherever the sole of your feet tread, I've given that to you. Why? The earth is the Lord's, and he's releasing it to us again. You can go into the enemy's camp and take back what he stole from you. Come on, take back what he stole from you. I said, take back what he stole from you. You know how the song goes. I'm going into the enemy's camp, taking it back. You have a right. Why? God has released you. We carry that authority. You know, you don't have to feel authority. You feel power. You know, you feel, oh, the anointing. You can run through a troop, go over a wall. Feel like Samson. But sometimes you don't feel like Samson. Huh? Sometimes you feel like none of that. But when you don't feel it, you still bear the mark of authority. That's why you got to get your mind right. When your body don't feel, I still have authority. Listen, I remember being in Mexico in a place called Matamoros. It's on the border of Brownsville, Texas, right at the border. Last city I was in when I was in Mexico, and I was sick. I'm going to say it this way, I was sick as a dog. Only time I ever got sick on the mission field, sick nigh unto death. And you've heard the story of why, and I learned from it and never been sick on the mission field. Maybe, you know, I mean sick. But they were bringing people in. They were still bringing people because we were supposed to do a service there. And I couldn't hold my head up 5 minutes. I had to lay down. It was messed up. But they were bringing people in there. The interpreter, he was still bringing people in because they knew we were going to be there. And they were coming in there and asking me to pray for them. I said, I think y'all need to be praying for me. Seriously, I was like, and just because of the authority. And see, being in the sent dimension. See, some people never experience a real authority or a real Holy Ghost power and dunamis because they never get into the sent dimension. Some folks went and wasn't sent. I'm talking about being in the sent dimension. When God brings somebody across your path and he wants you to pray for them, but you're afraid to pray for them. What if they don't get healed? Well, are you the healer? You carry the authority, but he's the healer. He need to use somebody's hand to lay hands or somebody to speak. Anyway, there were a number of people that were getting healed. Well, I was, what was it? It was authority. It didn't mean that I had to be perfectly healthy. I was in that sent dimension. I was in authority. And that authority was still passing through there. And folk were getting healed. I was kind of upset with the Lord. But anyway, so you understand that as being created in his image and likeness, we carry authority. Amen. And power. Tarry in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. So you carry authority and dunamis. That's who you are. Now the rich young ruler, Peter asked the Lord a question. He said, Lord, we have left all to follow you. What shall we receive? I mean, you know, we left all. Amen. Has anybody ever left all? Given all? Quiet in here. I know what it's like to give all. Amen. New stuff too, not just old beat up stuff. Amen. Brand new stuff. Vehicles. Amen. Give them away. I know what it's like. There's only one thing that can counter that, and that is destiny. That is the will of God. When you're doing it in God's will, then God always has something much greater. Like I said, there's always a portal. But see, the portal, in order to get through the portal, there's something that's required of you. Like I said, trying to thread that needle, you know, you go get your glasses. You know, I can see glasses on the nose, down on the nose, and you try to look through them. And the bifocal part, you know, the little part down there, you're looking up at it. and then if the thread is kind of fluffy, then you put it in your, and you, makes you as nice. And then you finally get it. But you thread the needle. Well, the eye of the needle. So that no enemies could enter in. Just one at a time could come through there. And it was difficult to get it through. The camel, it had to kneel, had to be taken all the stuff off of it, and then through the eye of the needle, you pulled it. The rich young ruler, well, Peter said, Lord, we've left all to follow you. What's up? What do we receive? Now, I want to paint a picture for you to show you this season of release. God has done his part. Now it's up to us to make choices. To make choices. And I don't want to put any limitation on you. Because some of us have a radical spirit, which is good, because God will answer you with a radical response. Amen. Some of us are very conservative. Nothing wrong with that, but God will answer you conservatively. So wherever you are, I want to get you through that portal, through that eye of the needle. Now again, Peter, get that for me in Luke chapter 18, if you will. Luke. And let's take a look at this. Luke chapter 18, verse 18. Luke chapter 18, verse 18. When you get there, say amen. Luke chapter 18, verse 18, it says, and a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. What kept this young ruler from entering the eye of the needle was his riches, his possessions. Little did he understand, if God was calling him to sacrifice what he had a great deal more. How many know God is a God of increase? Listen, God's not going to cause you in this life to sacrifice something and not give you abundant more. But you gotta go through the eye. That's the test. That's the proof that's in the pudding. If it weren't so, everybody be over there. Everybody be on the other side of the eye. Just rejoice and party. But see, a whole lot of folks don't get through the eye. They never get into the city. They never enter their Canaan. They never get their mountain. Because they choose not to. They choose to be safe. Fearful to trust God, to believe God. The rich young ruler, he trusted in what he had. The boats that the disciples got their first catch on, or the catch that was amazing, that caused them to be amazed. The net broke. The ships began to sink. Think about it. All those fish on there, so many fish on there, the ships began. They did get the ships back to shore, but they were sinking. They were bailing water. All those fish, they were bailing water off those ships, something they never had to do before. Greatest catch they ever had. But when they got there, the Lord said, follow me. They dropped everything. Have you been through that? I don't know what exactly that may mean to you. It means something.